Shmuel Lamed Gimel Gittin Yutes Kislev Hei Toshim Lamed Tes December 1978 on Tuesday.
Since it's given, they obey. Now, I'll leave it for you. I mean, you can read copies of it. I mean, I discussed that. All right, that is it. Now, so we have to say one thing. According to Oveshev, since the Gemara emphasizes the expression Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Lo Shmei Kibush, so it's an union of Kibush Yochid versus Rabbi. According to Teis, yes, what has it to do with Kibush Yochid versus Kibush Rabbi? It has nothing to do with Yochid versus Rabbi. According, so Bishlem, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Tzokma, Pruto, you understand? Because the reason is why Suri with the Kibush Yochid is because they're only Yechidim, they will not Shishim Yechidim. Rashi mentions another prerequisite, but he mentions this prerequisite too. But according to Teis, yes, why did the Gemara use the expression Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush? The Gemara should use the expression Kibush Nisofis Kedem She'arz Yisroel He Pirshus Yisroel Shmei Kibush Oloi Shmei Kibush. What did it do with Kibush Yochid versus Kibush Yochid? So the plain answer is that the definition of Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush that is realized, that is done by Klal Yisrael, but not Klal Yisrael, let's say 6 million Jews, 12 million Jews, 20 million Jews. Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a Kibush Echad, as a Kibush Echad. So Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush that is made, that is realized by Am Yisrael, by the whole Knesset Yisrael, as a unit, not by 12 million Jews. Now, if, let's say, a kibush is made by 12 million Jews, so then it's also a kibush of Yechidim. So it's a kibush by 12 million Yechidim. What difference does it make whether it's a kibush by one Yochid, by one individual, or by 600,000 individuals, or by 12 million individuals? So kibush Rabbi, by definition, means a kibush that is realized by Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a guf echad, as a gush echad, as a chtifa achas, as a unit, like one person. So that is called Kibush Rabbi. And if it's realized by one yachid, or by 10 yachidim, 1,000 yachidim, or a million yachidim, or 12 million yachidim, it's still Kibush Yochid. But, so then, we should require that each and every Jew and Jewess should participate in the Muhammad. I mean, that's an impossibility. The answer is, when Yoshua was king of Eretz Yisrael, there were many Jews who didn't participate in the war. Every Jew participated in the war. So there are many Jews who did not participate in the war. But Al Bidin, it was considered as a kibush by Klal Yisrael, by each and every Jew. And in Klal Yisrael, so everyone is included. Everyone is included. Not only the Jews, the contemporary Jews, who live at the time the Kibush is made. Klal Yisrael includes all the Jews, Atzeiku Adelis, and those who are not living either. In Klal Yisrael, they are all united. So, in other words, so Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush made by the Umay Israelis, a Kibush realized by the whole Knesset Yisrael, by Klal Yisrael as a unit. Not as individual Jews. That's Kibush Rabbi. But according to Teisves, so there is no such prerequisite of 600,000 participants in the war. Because even if you have one participant, according to Teisves, but if the one Jew, like Yoya ben Menashe, who escapes a certain city of the origin of Avraham Avinu, acts al pitoro, according to the deen. In other words, in the Mikayim mitzvah of Yerishtem v'Yishavtem bo, then his Maise Kibush is Misyachis Klal Yisrael. When Yoyah ben Menashe was Kibush certain cities, and he called it Chavis Yoyah, when he was Kibush those villages, those cities, so al pidin, it is considered that Klal Yisrael was Kibush. He was just the arm of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael was the Kibush, not Yoyah ben Menashe was Kibush. Why? Because Yoyah ben Menashe acted according to the deen, Yoyah ben Menashe. And he was mekayim mitzvah of the rishon mishapu bo. Now, kibush of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah deraisa. As the Ramban points out in the Sidachokes of the Ramban, and this is a free. And I mean, that even though the Ramban does not mention it in the Mira mitzvahs, because according to the Ramban, but it's mifurish, it's a free. It's zogo ileim mois, viomru, skulo mitzvahs yishu Eretz Yisrael, that's the Sefri in Parsha Rei. So how can the Rambam say there is not a mitzvah? The answer is the Rambam in the Sifra Mitzvahs in his Asoge, he says, "Holmadeto she v'rishtem yishavtem bo hi mitzvah lo yud v'yavtoch abula." So in other words, he's pointing out that it's not just the yud and the yavtoch. Who says that Yerishtem Yishavtembo is not a mitzvah? It's a yud v'avtoche. The Rambam is a Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Mina mitzvahs. But the Torah says Yerishtem Yishavtembo. So according to the Rambam, it's only a yud v'avtoche. What does yud mean? Yud, I mean, the literal meaning of yud is an idea, a goal, an aim, towards which one aspires. So in other words, according to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah chiyubis, v'yirishtem yishavtem bo, but a mitzvah chiyubis it is. So even according to the Rambam, so it is a mitzvah chiyubis. Kibush Oretz, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, the origin of Abraham Avinu. But according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyubis. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyubis. So in the Mele, when Yoyel ben Menashe was Kibush, Chavis Yoyel, so he acted according to the Din HaTorah. And he was mikayim mitzvah. So the main since he was mikayim mitzvah, so he only acted as the arm of the Klal Yisrael. And the kibush by Yoyel ben Menashe was attributed to Klal Yisrael. It was misyaches to Klal Yisrael. That's why it's kibush rabbi. So he says Mashenke, David. According to Teisves in Avizore, David acted shalom negedim. David shalom in the shoes. Also, he says, "Mikachnei kol sheyuli b'shutz liyobish mikachutz l'orei." So, kol yoyoli b'shutz liyobish chutz l'orei. He acted negative the din. So, mainly, if he acted negative the din, his ma'ase cannot be misyaches klal Yisrael. When someone acts according to the din and is kavei shall be din tor, then it can be misyaches. It can be attributed to klal Yisrael. But when he acts negative the din, how can it be misyaches to klal Yisrael? To Klal Yisrael, so it's not the Kibush Rabbi. That's Teisushit. So Teisushit is, so as far as the definition of Kibush Rabbi is concerned, there is no machlekes Hashem. All Hashem may mean that Kibush Rabbi by definition means a Kibush realized by Klal Yisrael, not just by Yechid. But Teisushit is, some melee, it doesn't matter how many participants there are, and as long as it's kiddim, so maybe it's misyaches klal Yisrael. Rashi shite, and the Rabbi Yitzchok Marfut shite is, no, true that kibush rabbi means a kibush realized by klal Yisrael, but there are certain prerequisites. In order that the kibush by certain Jews should be attributed to klal Yisrael, there must be a minimum of participants. A rabbi of participants. What kind of a rabbi of participants? 600,000 participants. So that's a prerequisite in kibush. In other words, only if you have such a rabbi of shishim ribei Jews participating in the kibush, then the kibush is misyachis to klal Yisrael, to the whole woman Israel, as long as Israel. But if you have a lesser number of participants than shishim ribei, then it's not misyachis. And that's the shiteh of a rabbi Yitzchok Marfut. And according to Rashi, in order that the kibush should be misyaches to Klal Yisrael, so not only must we have 600,000 participants, but it must be al pi adibo too. And if it's not al pi adibo, it cannot be misyaches to Klal Yisrael. In other words, and why al pi adibo mitumim? Why? Because that's a halacha in Urim Tumim. Rambam says in Hilchos Kli Hamikdash Perek Yud about Shaila Yom Vitum. So he says, V'nisholim Ben Lehedet. It's not shayach to be nishol Yom Vitum for an individual need. Elo oyli melech, oyli bezin, oyli mishetira hatzivobo. Shenema, with Nerez Rakein Yami, who's the Amelech, behold the Israel, the Ubi Shirach Lukomo, or in Nisha Tira Hatsibo Bishalosi. Behold the Eid, or in the Bez Nakon. So in other words, in order that a certain act done by Jews, according to Rashi, in order that an act done by Jews should be considered the collective act of Baal Yisrael, we must have the consent of Lom Vitumi, the Rishus of Lom Vitumi. Without Lom Vitumi, so no single act done by individual Jews, even if it is a million Jews, is considered as a collective act of Klal Yisrael. Because Ur Vitumim is Nisha to Chol Yisnei Yisrael. In other words, only if it is Al Pi Ur Vitumim, then it can be considered as an act of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the president of the American Jewish Congress, of the World Jewish Congress, or the president of the President Conference, he does not represent Klal Yisrael. In order that a certain act done by a Jew should be considered as the act of, as the mindset of Klal Yisrael, then it must have Urim Vitumim. So that's the reason as to why without Urim Vitumim, it's Kibishoy. Even if you have Shishim Ribbon. But without Urim Vitumim, it's not considered as the mindset of Klal Yisrael. But the Kontrashi, there is another prerequisite that we have to have Shishim Ribbon participants. Now, so what Rashi says here, Kibush Yochid, the Dobi, Shalohoyu Kol Yisrael V'yachad. In other words, it wasn't a Kibush realized by Klal Yisrael, by Kol Yisrael. Kibder Shoyu B'Kibush Yeshua, Shalohoyu Kulo. V'kobshu L'tzirach Kol Yisrael Kedem Chaluko. Avol Dobi V'kobah Shalom L'tzirach. Now the Rambam has a loche. Now the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Tes and Yud, said as follows. V'chol ha-mamlochis, she-kevi sh'ariyei tzchis ha-mamlochim le-melech, u-shor ha-bizo, she-beizizin, v'neisim l'ponem v'neipu mechtu b'reich, u-machtis ha-bizo chilke isi koran she-yatzono b'yachad, imo-om ha-yeshim malakeli. Yom ha-yeshim malakeli means those who do civilian duty, not combat duty, but civilian duty. So they are also considered like Anshia Milchomo. Bimachna Rishom, Bomchil Kibishom, Shenema Aki Kechile Kayere Bimilchomo, Uchichile Kayeshi Barakeli, Yard of Yachle. So in other words, the one who participates in combat duty and the one who is Shemir Alakeyeshi Barakeli in civilian duty, so is the same. Kol Oret. Shekeiv Sharim Shorei, Vinei Leavodo Polanchi and Muhammad Kimashi Yotze, Umania Latri Kimashi Yotze. So the Rambam says that when a Melech is giving something, so then the Anshi Atzoba, together with the Om Hayesh Malakeli, divide it. Now, isn't it Aloche that when it's a Kibush Rabbi, so the Aloche is, it belongs to Klal Yisrael? I mean, Eretz Yisrael was not divided just among those who participated in the Muhammad and those who were Yeshiva Akeli. It's divided among everybody. The answer is here the Rambam doesn't discuss Milchemes Rabbi and Kibush Rabbi. Here he discusses a Kibush Yochid. Now, according to the Rambam, The Rambam, how does the Rambam explain, define, kibush yomid? Now the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos says as follows. Perikalev Hilchos Trumos halacha beis. Eretz Yisrael, ha'amura b'chol mokein, hi ba'arotzei shekif shom melech Yisrael. Hoi novi midasrei v'Yisrael. V'zehu ha'nicho kibushrabi. Now here he says, melech Yisrael, hoi novi midasrei v'Yisrael. But in Hilchos Milochin, he says, in Hilchos Milochin, ha'perikei Hilchos Milochin ha'loch evor, kol ha'arotzei shekif shom Yisrael b'melech ha'opi bezni, ha'ariti kibushrabi. והרי הוא כארץ ישראל שכובע שישוע לכל דבר והוא שכובע שהוא אחר כיבוש כל ארץ ישראל אמור בתאירו so in Hilchos Trumos he says in defining כיבוש רבים he says שכובע של מלך ישראל מדעס רי בישראל here in Hilchos Trumos in פרקי he says שכובע של מלך ישראל על פי בזנה גודו so is it a spirit? No, it's not a spirit. The basic halacha is that in order to be Kibush Rabbi, it must be done with the consent of most Jews all over the world. That's the basic halacha. But Bez Nagodol itself represents Klal of Yisrael. So in other words, when the das that is given by Bez Nagodol is considered like the das of Klal Yisrael. So either you procure the das of Yisrael, or you procure the Das of Bez Nagodol, because Bez Nagodol represents Klal Yisrael. So that is Kibush Rabbi. So I have Yisrael Amur Bechol Motim, Barot Shkib Shomel of Yisrael, or Inno Bim Das Rebi Yisrael, Vizel, and Nikro Kibush Rabbi, Abu Yochim Bi Yisrael, and Mishpocho Yisheive, Shorucho Vikov Shul Atzmo Bokein, Afilu Mno Oresh, and Nikla Abraham Abinu, Eilu Nikro Yart Yisrael, Kili Shinago Bekal HaMitzvahs. So how does the Rambam explain Kibush Yochid, similar to Rashi's Pshat, and the Rabbi Yitzchok Ma'aput's Pshat, except that Rashi and the Rabbi Yitzchok Ma'aput require Shishim Ribi participants, the Rambam doesn't require Shishim Ribi participants, just Midas Rebi Yisrael, but it's along the same line as Rashi's Pshat, and the Rabbi Yitzchok Ma'aput's Pshat, and the Rabbi Yitzchok Ma'aput's Pshat. So Memele, that means that what is Kibush Rabbi? Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush realized by Klal Yisrael. If the kibush is made by Klal Yisrael, then to whom does it belong? To Klal Yisrael. To whom does Eretz Yisrael belong? To Klal Yisrael. To Klal Yisrael belongs. But if it's a kibush yochid, so then to whom does it belong? To whom does it belong? It belongs to the Melech and to the Anshei Hatzavah and the Yesh Yakev. That's what the Rambam says. So this is what Rashi means. Kibush Yochid, the Dovid Shemahoyu called Yisroyu V'yachad, Ki Derech, Sheyesh Shehoyu V'kibush Yehoshua, Shehoyu Kulo, and it was Opedin, the Kibush was made and realized by Klal Yisroel, because Shul Yitzirach Kol Yisroel, Kinim Chalukeh, so Melech it required a Chalukeh, since it belonged at the very outset, so it belonged to Klal Yisroel, so it had to be in Mishalik, Lishvotel, אבל דוד לקום אשר הוא יצא לכם. So Rashi doesn't mean that דוד acted selfishly. He just wanted in order to enhance his own glory and to his own wealth. חס ושולם. But it means, אבל דוד לקום אשר הוא יצא לכם. Because since Al-Pidin, it was not attributed to Klal Yisrael, so the Mele, what kind of a kibush was it? Kibush Yochid. What's the halacha of Kibush Yochid? Milchemes Yochid. To whom does it belong? It belongs to the Melech, the leader of the kibush, and the Anshei Hatzavah and the Yesh Malakelim. So the Yesh Malakelim are also considered like Anshei Hatzavah. So in other words, that's what it means. So practically, in final analysis, who got title in Soye? David and his Anshei Hatzavah. That's all. No one else. Title did not become vested in Klal Yisrael. This is what Rashi means. But David the Kovash al Yitzchak. He doesn't mean that he acted selfishly. He means, since this kibush was not misyachis to Klal Yisrael, so the Mele, its title did not become vested in Klal Yisrael. And in whom the title to Surya become vested? In David Ma'amalach himself? As the Rambam says, that he divides it belongs to him, and then he divides it, כל הורג שקיביש, הרי הוא שלם, וניסי לעבוד אופו, לאן שיהיה מכונות ממה שהיא עצמת. So he told me belong to David. All right, now that's Rashi. Now we can understand this why Tesis says that Kibish Yochit. Kibish Yochit means that Kedim Shoyo Eretz Knan Begul Sel in the possession of the Jewish people. Why? So what does it to do with Kibish Yochit, Kibish Rabbi? The answer is, if it had been, if Eretz Yisrael had been in the possession of the Jewish people, then David would have acted Kedim. If David would have acted Kedim, so his Maise would have been Misyacheris to crown Yisrael. But since David, since Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people, so David acted Shaloi Kedim, if he acted Shaloi Kedim, so his Maise Kibush cannot be Misyacheris to crown Yisrael. So in Mele, it's called Kibush Yochi. It was his act, not the Kibush of Paul Yisrael. Now, in regard to the Kashi that we raise, and the Tei says, the Teisa says, Teisa is over. In the Kashi Teisa assumes, as it of a poshut, that if a certain territory that is near Basha is mechutz loretz, not midoretz, shenitno lavrom avinu, so then, even if you have 60 ribe participants, it's still called kibishochit, unless it is done al pibes nagoi. And then in the Teresa it says, the Tzuri, which was not of the origin of Avraham Avinu, was a Kibush Yochid, because Yerushalayim was not in possession of the Jewish people. The implication being that if David had waited a little until Yerushalayim had been in possession of the Jewish people, and then he would have embarked upon this endeavor of being Kibush Tzuri, so Tzuri would have been a Kibush Rabbi, even though it was not Opi Bez Nagodol, and he did not have 60 ribe participants. So it is still it. Since Surya was not Meretz Yisrael, it was Mechutz Loret. So then, even if you, so the Ketesis in the Kashi said that Afilo Hoyushom Shishim Kibay, Koro Kibishom. Now, I point out in this that now, Ketesis and many Rishonim say, and the Rabban also says that the reason is why Surya was a Kibishochi, because David HaMelech had no issues to be Kibishochi at that time. While certain parts of Eretz Yisrael were still in the hands of the Goyim, of the Yevusi, so Mele had no right to be Kibishoy. That means that the mitzvah of Yerishtev, V'yishavtem bo, does not apply to Soy. But the Rambam says so many times in Chumash, he says it at the beginning of Dvarim, he says it at the end of Ekev, he says it in Rei, he says it in Masei, he says it in Chukas. So many times when the Ramban emphasizes the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Ramban mentions all these psukim. Now let's say the psukim, and the Sifra Mitzvahs, he says, so the psukim that are expressive of the chiyuv, to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael, to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. So he mentions the pasuk in Dvarim Yudalev, pasuk Chav Dalev, min Amidbar Balvonim, min Anor Nahapros, Vala Yomachi Yerbulchem, and then, Bamidbar Alev, pasuk Zayin, Pnu Usulochem Uvila Arameri, Vel Kol Shechino, Barobo, Bahar, Uvashvelo, Vanegev, Uvechitayom, Eretz Aknani, Balvonim, Ad Anor Agodol Nahapros. What does it mean? So he mentions these two people. Ad Anor Agodol Nahapros. Nor Agodol Nahapros, that's the Euphrates River. That's beyond Tzuri. So, according to these psukim, we are mechuyev to take possession of all the land up to Narpros. So, Tzuri is west of Narpros. So how can the Ramban say, and how can the Sifri say, that David acted Shaloi Kedim, because he was Mechuyev to be Kedish out of soil first, before he is Kedish his office? So that's the Kashi. So Rabbeinu Bechayev, who was a Talmid of Rambam, he in his Pirush HaChumash, he raises that question. Why do the Chachomim say that te cuji, da dobite čovjek din, because he was here in Suje while Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Yebusi, but the mitzvah of Kibush Oret applies to all the territory up to Nahapos, so that included Suje too. So the Rabbi Bechaya says that they are darkes. True, the mitzvah of Kibush Oret applies even to Suje. But there is a distinction between the Mikemis Akreves and the Mikemis Arachides. So first, the Jews are Mechuyev to conquer the Mikemis Akreves. That means that's now. And then, after they conquered, they took possession of the Mikemis Akreves, not only do they have right, they are Mechuyev to take possession of the Mikemis Arachides. So, when the Posik says, when the Pasuk says, "Min ha-midbar ha-levonei va-levonei, min ha-nor na-hapos, ve-ad yom ha-achrim yir-gulchem," that is reference to Mikemis Arachides. In other words, what Rabbi Bechaya says is that there are certain dargis in the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Yishachimbo. How many dargis there are? So if you go over the Ramban, so you see, not only we have three dargis, because first we have Eretz Knoan. Eretz Knoan. Eretz Knoan, that is the western, on the western side of the Yale. And then we have the Ivra Yale. I mean, both are Ivra Yale. But Ivra Yale means Ivra Yale Mizrocho. Stam Ivra Yale means Ivra Yale Mizrocho, in contrast to Eretz Knoan, which is Ivra Yale Maro. So the Ramban says in his Perush, Bamidbo Chofale, Posik Chofale, so we see there, the Ramban points out that if Sichel had been gracious and he had allowed the Israelites to pass through his country, so then Israel would not have fought against him, would not have tried to conquer Israel. So the Ramban asks, but why? After all, and according to Ramban, Ibra Yadu Mizrocho was also Nitin Avraham Avinu. That's not such a double portion, that Ibra Yadu Mizrocho is Nitin Avraham Avinu. But the Ramban shiti is that Ibra Yadu Mizrocho was also Nitin Avraham Avinu. As far in Ibra Yadu, so we had the chilek that was occupied by Reuben and God, and the chilek that was occupied by Chotzi Shevet Amnashe. Now, Chotzi Shevet, the chilek that was occupied by Chotzi Shevet Amnashe, this is the equivalent of the Galon Heights. Galon Heights, that was occupied by Chotzi Shevet Amnashe. So, one thing is certain, that the chilek of Chotzi Shevet Amnashe, the Galon Heights, was certainly Nitlu Avraham Avinu, because Rashi says that's Eretz Rifoyim that is mentioned in Kriz Bin Apsor. So there is no shayla as to whether the chilek of Chotzi Shevet Amnashe, the Galon Heights, was Nitlu Avraham Avinu. The shayla is in regard to the other portions of the Ivra Yarden, the portions that were occupied by Reuven and God. So, and then there is a shayla. So it's not such a double portion. But the sheet of the Ramban is that all of the Ivra Yarden, not only the chilek of Chotzi Shevet Amnashe of the Galon Heights, but even the chilek occupied by Reuben and God were also Nitlu Avraham Avinu. Still we see that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even think of occupying, of taking possession of Ivra Yarden. And the only reason as to why Moshe Rabbeinu took possession of Ivra Yarden is because Sichel and Neig, so they refused to cooperate with the Israelites. But had they cooperated, so then Moshe Rabbeinu would not have conquered them. So the Ramban says that at the very outset, the mitzvah that was incumbent upon the Jewish people was to take possession of Eretz Knoan, because Eretz Knoan is an Eretz of Ashol Vidvosh. But Ivra Yarden, even though it's Nitlu Avraham Avinu, the Ramban says that Bamidbar Chofaleh, Pasuk Chofaleh. So, but Ivra Yarden, even though it was Nitlu Avraham Avinu, but it was not an Eretz of Ashol Vidvosh. So at the outset, the chiyuv of Yerushalayim Yishavtem Bo applied only to Eretz Knoan. Once Eretz Knan was taken possession of and was secured, then it would have become incumbent upon the Israelites to take possession of the Bayal. And as it seems from Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, so the first delegate in the mitzvah of Yerushalayim is Eretz Knan, the Eretz of Eschol Rosh. The second dalgi is in Rayat. Once Eretz Knan is completely in possession of the Jewish people, and it is secured by the Jewish people, so then it becomes obligatory to take possession of the Rayat also. Rayat also. But if Rayat is not the first one in the priority list, because it's not the Eretz of Eschol Rosh, but it has a priority over Surya. Why? Because there is Ibra Yardin, according to the Ramban, was Nitra probably. Mashaikhe, the other ruling. Now we see we have two sets of ruling in the Torah. We have the ruling mentioned in Masa, in Bamikro, in Masa. These ruling represent the origin Nitra probably, not only promised probably, but Nitla Avon Avinu. Now then we have the Gvulim mentioned in Dvorim. Min HaMidbor Balvonim, Min HaNor, Na'apos, Ve'ad Yom HaAchim Yurvulchem, Pnu, Zulochem, Uveyu Har HaMeri, Ve'al Kol Shreino, Barobo, Bahar, Beshrebo, Uvinegev, Uchivayom, Eretz HaKnani, Balvonim, Ad HaNor HaGon La'apos. And in Yeshua, it mentioned, Min HaMidbor Balvonim Azeh, Ad HaNor HaGon La'apos, Kol Eretz HaChitim, Ve'ad Yom HaGodol, Mivri HaShem Shiyevulchem. So there seems to be a discrepancy, a disharmony between the Gvulim mentioned in Maaseh and the Gvulim mentioned in Dvorim. No, there is no discrepancy. The Gvulim mentioned in Maaseh has reference to the Ores that was Nitla from the people. The Gvulim, but there are certain things who are promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the people, like Keli Knizvi Kadmeini, but Keli Knizvi Kadmeini were not Nitla from the people as an outright gift from the people. Mashaikin Eretz Knan, and according to the Ramban, even in Rayalden, was given by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu as an outright gift. So Mimele, there are three dargis in the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Yishafim, according to the Ramban and Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar. The first dargis is Eretz Knan. So that was Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, it's also the Eretz of Eschol Rosh. The second Dargah is Ibrayardin too was Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, but it's not the Eretz of Eschol Rosh. So at the very outset, so the Jews were not mechuyev to conquer Ibrayard. And had Sichain and Eik cooperated, and we would have allowed the Israelites to pass through the country, so then it would not, Moshe Rabbeinu would not have conquered Ibrayard. But ultimately, Klal Yisrael would have become mechuyev to take possession of the Rayah. So once Eretz Knan is completely secured in the hands of the Jewish people, so then it becomes obligatory to take possession of the Rayah. And once the Rayah is also secured in the hands of the Jewish people, so then it becomes obligatory to take possession even of Surya and of all the land that is mentioned in Dvorim. In other words, Min HaMidbor Balvonim, Min HaNor Na'apos, V'ad HaYom HaAchim Yerushalayim. So we have three targets. So if David had waited until all of Eretz Knan had been possession of the Jewish people, and the Rayarden had been possession of Jewish people, and then he would have tried to take possession of Surya, then David would have been Mikhaim Mitzvah of Yerushalayim Yishavtimbo. But David tried to conquer Surya while part of Eretz Knan was still in the hands of Yehuzit. Some Mimele, that kibush could not have been Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. So now we can answer the kasha that we raised against the Tesis in Rabbi Zohar. Now, what was the kasha against the Tesis? Against the Tesis in Rabbi Zohar. What was the kasha against the Tesis in Rabbi Zohar? The kasha was that in the kasha, when Tesis is massive against Rashi in the Rav of Yitzchak Malkut, so he appears to take it for granted that anything that is Mechutz Loretz So then, even if Shishim Ribi participate, so it's still called Kibishochi. And then the Teretz says, he told me that waited until Yerushalayim had been possession of the Jewish people. So then, Surya, without Shishim Ribi, would have been a Kibushah. So the theory is, in the Kashi he says, that even with Shishim Ribi, so anything that is of Chutz La'aretz is a Kibushah. Unless it's done by Bez Nagor, with the consent of Bez Nagor. And the Teretz he says, that the only reason why Surya was a Kibushah is because Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Yevusi. But if Yerushalayim had been in possession of the Jewish people, then Surya, which is Chutz La'aretz, would have been kibush rabim. But it says in the Kasha said, "V'yid Chutz La'aretz zu afilu hoyu shem shishim rimei kol kibush yochid kol kibush." So now the answer is this: you see, because there are two situations. You see, they are. Three davis. So the Mele, when Teisa says here, Avo Shekol, so he says, Avo Acha Shekol Eretz Yisrael, Kofshu, Dor Rishoso, Yivichzik Kol Mokim Asher Titech Kavrad Lechem, Shekol Masher Ulikim Shim Lechutz Loretz, Ho Yukod Nishmat Ul Yochem. So in other words, Chutz Loretz is of two kinds. There is Chutz Loretz, that is Chutz Loretz Mamish, like beyond all the territory, beyond the fully mentioned Dvorim, let's say Bodom, that's already and that's east of the Nahar Pros. So that's Chutz La'aretz gone. In other words, not only wasn't it Nidol Avraham Avinu, it wasn't even Huftechol Avraham Avinu. You see, the Surya and all the territory encompassed in the Gvulim, in Dvorim, so they were not Nitno Avraham Avinu, but Haftoche was made. All these Tzukim, Knu Voyelochem Haromeli Varobo Varvonim Mina Yamagodu Mina Adn Harpos. So all this territory, so the Haftoche, the Chrisas Bris, took place in respect to all the territory encompassed within the Gvulim of Lot. But the Matone that was Nitno Avraham Avinu and became vested in Avraham Avinu and through Yehusha from Avraham Avinu it became vested in Klal Yisrael, that is only mentioned where? That is mentioned in Timasa. That's not mentioned in Dvorim. So in Mele, but Surya, even though that the Chrisas Bris was made and Surya too, that it's Haftoche was made that it will belong someday to the Jewish people, but it is still Chutz La'aretz because it was not given to Avraham Avinu. So when Teisa says, Avol Acha, she called out his Holy Kofshu, after all of Eretz Kanan, and the Rayam, so was in the possession of the Jewish people, Dovi Shosov, Yimachzid, Kol Mok Mashatidah Kavachre, She Kol Mashel Yukevshin Chutz La'aretz, Yukodesh, Vafil Yochid without Bezna Godul, but which part of Chutz La'aretz? The Chutz La'aretz like Surya, that is within the Gvulim of glory. So the mitzvah of Yerushka Vishaftenbo applies to it. But there are darges in the mitzvah of Yerushka Vishaftenbo. There are three darges. But once Eretz Knan is now is secured, and Ibrahim is secured, then the mitzvah of Yerushka Vishaftenbo takes effect. Ligabi Surya also. Ligabe all the land that is mentioned in Dvorim. But it doesn't mean Shekol Mashal became Shin the Chutz La'aretz, who you call Ishvafil Yochid, even Bobel. If Yochid will become Ishbobel, so then it will be considered Kibush Rabin. Why should it be considered Kibush Rabin? But then he says, who you came Shin the Chutz La'aretz, he means that part of Chutz La'aretz like Soviet, which is mentioned in the Gvulim of Dvorim. But at that time, the mitzvah of the Rishtem Yishaftenbo did not apply to Surya, because there are three darges in the mitzvah of the Rishtem Yishaftenbo. Now we can answer the question that we raised against Teisves, the apparent theory between Teisves' assumption in the Kashe and what Teisves says in the darges. So, in the Quran, the teacher says, we in the Chutz Loret, we have to know Yerusha Shemgimei, Kol Kibish Yochim, unless it is bound by the concept of Bezna Golu. So when the teacher says, here, we in the Chutz Loret, so he means Chutz Loret Gomu. Chutz Loret Gomu, like Bobel and Ashur, or Europe. So, Chutz Loret Gomu. So that kind of Chutz Loret, even if you have 60 really participants, so it's called Kibush Yochid, even if it is done after Eretz Yisrael with the Gulisel is secured in our hands. Unless it is done by Bez Nagol, otherwise it's a Kibush Yochid. It's a Kibush Yochid. But then when he says that if David had waited, so until Yerushalayim had been secured in our hands, and then you would have embarked upon this endeavor of being Kibush Surya, then Surya would be Kibush Rabin even without Shishim Ribay, because Surya is included in the Gulim of Gorim. And when he says in the Kashe, in Chutz Loretz, Afluhoyo Shishim Ribay, Kore Kibush Yochid, he has reference to Chutz Loretz beyond the Harpros. So the mitzvah of the Yerushalayim Gishavten Bo doesn't apply to it under any circumstances. So in Mele, it could not be attributed to Klal Yisrael unless it is done by the consent of Beznagon. So then it can be attributed to Klal Yisrael, even though it's Chutz Loretz Mamish, that where the Aftoche was in connection with which the Aftoche was not in me. Alright, that will be enough for you. The copy is
here.
Have you done?
Yeah.
I made it late because it's early.
December 21st, 1978, on Thursday.
So we saw that according to Rashi, the pshat of Kibush Yochid is that if not Kol Yisrael are involved in the Kibush, Rashi mentions Shishim Ribei, and the Mitzvah that Rabbi Yitzchok Ma'aput mentions just Shishim Ribei, not Dor Mitzvah, and Tesis pshat in Kibush Yochid is that it was Niobesh before Eretz Yisrael is now a possession. So, but if David had waited until all of Eretz Yisrael had been now possession, then even though he didn't have Shishim Ribei and no Bez Nagodol, it would have been Kibush Rabi. So the pshat is, because Kibush Rabi by definition means a kibush that is realized by Klal Yisrael. But that doesn't mean that each and every Jew has to participate in the kibush. In other words, if it is Kedin, so then, if it is Al-Kedin Torah, the kibush is Al-Kedin Torah, so even if a single Jew does it, like Yoruba Menashe, so it's Misiaches to Klal Yisrael. Masheinke, if it's Shaloi Kedin, so even if you have 10 million Jews participating, so it's not Misiaches to Klal Yisrael, so then it is a kibush of 10 million Yechidim. Alright, now what's the Shnei Rambam? So the Rambam, in defining Kibush Yochi, so he defines it along the lines of Rashi, except that Rashi mentions Shishim Ribei, the Rambam mentions Midas Rebbe Yisrael, but it's along the lines of Rashi. The Rambam says in Perik Aleph Mechestumes Al Rebeis Eretz Yisrael Amura Bechol Mokei Hi Ba'arotis Shekifshon Melech Yisrael Oynovi Midas Rebbe Yisrael Vizehu Anikro Kibush Rabi. אבל יוחד מישראל ומשפחו ישבת שהולכו בכבשו לעצמון מוקים אפילו מן האורץ שניתנו לאברום אין לנקרא את ישראל כדי שינהגו בכל המצוות. So that's along the lines of Rashi. Now it's Kibush Yochid means that a kibush that is not done, that is not realized by Klal Yisrael. And what does it mean by Klal Yisrael? If it's Midas Reb Yisrael. If it's Midas Reb Yisrael. What the Rambam says, the Rambam is chilik ha-tesis. Tesis says that if it's menorah shenitna avraham avinu, so even if a yochid does it, it's considered kibush rabi. The Rambam shita is that if menorah shenitna avraham avinu, if it's not done midas bez nagol or midas rebi Yisrael, so it's considered kibush yochid. Afilu menorah shenitna avraham in the Nikla of Israel, Kirishi Nago Bikla Mitzvahs. Now here the Rambam mentions Midas Rebbe Yisrael. He says, Melech Yisrael will not be Midas Rebbe Yisrael. He doesn't mention Bez Nagodol. But in Luchas Melochim, he mentions Melech Midas Bez Nagodol. That's what the Rambam says in Luchas Melochim. Pirkei, Haloche, Vo. Kol Ha'arotzei Shekeif Shem Yisrael, Bimelech Al Pi Bezdin, Bezdin means Bez Nagodol, Hari Zeki Bush Rabbi, והרי כי ארץ ישראל שכובע שישוע לכל דור והוא שכובשו אחר כיבוש כל ארץ ישראל האמור הבתים. So that's no spirit, because the essential thing is, the basic thing is that the basic requirement is that it should be done, that the kibush should take place with the consent of Israel. But Bez Nagodol represents Klal Israel. So Mele, when Bez Nagodol gives the consent, so it's considered as if Klal Yisrael gave the consent. But the basic requirement is that the kibush has to be realized with the consent of Klal Yisrael. And Rov Yisrael, so Rubik and Kule, and Rov Bez Nagodol is also like Rov of Klal Yisrael. Now, then the Rambam says, so how does he explain the general din of kibush yochid loy shme kibush, like Rashi, along the lines of Rashi? In other words, not along the lines of thesis. But then the Rambam says, that the Rambam says, "Ubitnei zeh cholak Yehoshua ubitnei kol Eretz Yisrael ushvati aval pishal yidavisho kidei shelo yie kibush yochi ki sheyale kol shevet v'shevet v'yir b'shchal v'yir b'shchal." So that's the reason as to why Yehoshua, when Yehoshua died, so not all of Eretz Canaan was in the possession of the Shvati. Because it's mentioned in Shevetim that many Shvatim still had to be Kavish, and you see, I mean, that they still had to be Kavish, and you see that Yerushalayim was not Yerbesh even the time of David. Then ultimately everything was in the possession of the Jews. But so when Yeshua was lived there, so then certain portions of the origin of Avraham Avinu were still in the possession of the Zayin Amelit, possession of Maya. And still Yeshua made the chluk Zayin Shonim Shekovshu. So Yeshua was engaged for 7 years in Kibush, and then Zayin Shonim Shechilku. So he was Mechalik Oretz. Even those portions of Eretz Yisrael that was still in the possession of the goyim, of the Zionists. Why did Yeshua do that? I mean, what was the purpose of being mechalik? As long as the Shvatim didn't take possession of it, they couldn't benefit from the chukim. So why did Yeshua do it? So the Rambam says, "Yizeh cholak Yeshua bizdinei kol Eretz Yisrael b'Shvatim, aval bishol yirbisho kidei shol yie kimushyokit kishiyal mikol shem nishevet yirbishchalkei." So the Chazanish raises the question, and this Rambam, so what did Yeshua accomplish? He says that Yeshua was mechalik Oretz, because if he hadn't been mechalik Oretz, so those portions, let's say, that certain Shvatim took possession after the Ptira of Yeshua would have been kibishon. Why? Because everything that Yeshua did was not kibishon. Because Yeshua was a melech, and he did it midas bez nagol. But after Ptiras Yeshua, there was no melech. So then it couldn't be kibush rabbi. It couldn't be kibush rabbi. Because in order to be kibush rabbi, it must be done by melech midas bez nagol lo midas rev Yisrael. Or no be midas rev Yisrael. Alright, there was still Nevi'im. There were Nevi'im after the Ptir of Yeshua. But not everything that each Eve did was done al pinoi. Not everything. Whatever Yeshua did was done al pi Novi. Yeshua himself was a Novi. But what the Shvatim did after Ptiras Yeshua, not everything was done al pi Novi. Not everything was done al pi Novi. Now it's mentioned that Yehuda said to Shimei that they should jointly take possession of a certain territory in Eretz Yisrael. Now, not everything was done al pi Novi, so it couldn't be a Kibush Rabbi. That's the reason as to why he was mechalik the Oretz. So the question is, so what did he accomplish by being Mechalik Oretz? It seems Yehoshua was not giving certain territories. And who was giving certain territories? Certain Shvatim by themselves. So it should be a Kibush Yochid, even though Yehoshua was Mechalik Oretz. That's the kasha raised by the Chazanish. But I think the Pshat in the Rambam is very simple. In other words, the Rambam tells us that Chlukas Horetz, Chlukas Oretz al pi Adibur is in itself, and Chlukas Oretz took place al pi Adibur, and it took place al pi Bez Nagodl. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Bava Basra in Yeshnechli. So it was al pi Umitumim, and it was al pi Bez Nagodl. So Chlukas Oretz Nishvatero in itself is considered a Maisik Yibushra. So in other words, according to the Rambam, there are two types of Kibush Rabbi. One type of Kibush Rabbi is realized by Muhammad. By Muhammad that is carried out by Melech Yisrael, Midas Bez Nagod. That's one type of Kibush Rabbi. Another type of Kibush Rabbi is realized by Chluke. So in Chluke itself, Chlukas Ores L'Shvatel, by Alpi Adibu and Alpi Bez Nagodu, as the Chlukas Oretz of Yeshua was realized, so this kind of the Chlukas Oretz by Melech and Alpi Adibu and Alpi Bez Nagodu is in itself considered a Kibush Rabbi. even though it's not Muhammad. So there are two types of Kibishvat. So Mele Artisoil is Niskadish with a Chluki. That in itself is a Kibishvat. So there are two types of Kibishvat. There are two types of Kibishvat. That means that Losit Lavei, it will not even be necessary. Now, how do we keep Shikopshel Mitzrayim? Will he Kopshel Boga? So it, these Mikemes do not have Kedushas Oretz. So Losit Lavei, they'll have to be Niskadesh for Kibishvat. So it doesn't mean that it will have to be Niskadesh that gets on Muhammad. Even without Muhammad, because Losit Lavei, there will be a Chukas Oretz, I'll be a Dibu, and I'll be Bezna Godel, just as there was a Chukas Oretz, we made Yeshua, so that in itself will be Mikadish, all the Mikemis, Shekopshu, Mitzrayim, Mulukopshu, Lebob, yes?
Doesn't the,
there's
a concept of the Tikkot tell us that the
Kedusha,
the other, the later
Kedusha,
don't need Kibushokya.
Chazokya, alright, fine, Chazokya. So that's another aloche, that the Yomush Shlio took place to Chazok. But in respect to the Mikemes that the Yerush Shlio did not apply, let's say Mikemes Shekhshu Mitzrayim, the Loi Kofshu in the Bobel. So, Losit Lovei, it has to be Niskadish. So it doesn't mean that it has to be Niskadish Losit Lovei, that gets from Muhammad. It doesn't mean that it has to be Niskadish that gets from Muhammad. It can be Niskadish for the other type of Kibush Rabbi. What is the other type of Kibush Rabbi? Chlukas Oras Lishvatel, Al Pi Adibu and Al Pi Bez Nagod. That is also a Kibush Rabbi. So this is what the Racham says. Un Klize Chola Ki Yishua Al Bizdilei, Kol Ha Tisroel Lishvotim, Avo Pi Shaloi Nir Bisho, Al Dei Muhammad. Ki Dei Shal Yiyye Kibush Yochi, Ki Shiyale Kol Shivin Shal Yiyye Bish Chalki. So Mele, he was Mikadish, to the other type of Kibush Rabbi. Fu Chlukas Oras. So when he Chavet was Kibush, his portion, let's say Shimon, when he changed it, so there he was giving something that was already affected with Dusha's office. That was already affected with Dusha's office. Now, so the Rambam, in explaining, in defining Kibush Yochi, he explains it along the lines of Rashi's Shita. אבל יוחד מישראל ומשפחו או ישבת שאורחו מקופ של עצמו מוקי אפילו מן האורש של אברום אבינו לאברום מניקו את ישראל כי שאני בלרמיס so it's along the lines of Rashi except that where is Rashi mentions Shishim Ribei he mentions the Asa of Israel but it's along Rashi's Pshat but then when so we would be expecting the Rambam to explain as to why Suryeh is a Kibush Yochi, because it wasn't done with Asher Yisrael, it wasn't done with Asher Yisrael. The Rambam says that Zohar was also Nirvash, with Asher Yisrael. So then the Rambam says, now the Gimel, Harot is Shikobash Dovitz Chutz Leretz Kanaan, Ki Aram Narayim Baram Tzeva Ve'achu Chayitze Ben, Avo Pishe Melach Yisraelu, Val Pibes Bez Nagod Leise, so it was Kibush Yochi. It was Al Pibes Nagodu and Melach Yisrael. Eini Ki Arz Yisrael Lechol Dabo. Velo Iti Chutz Loretz Lechol Dabo. Ki Mbobel Mitzrayim. Elo Yotzu Mechol Chutz Loretz. Velo Yisok Ki Arz Yisrael Lehigil. Umipni Ma Yod Ma Les Arz Yisrael. Mipni Shito Kova Shison. Kedem Shinir Bishkol Arz Yisrael. Elo Nisha Bo Mishib Anu. Vilu Tofas Kol Eretz Knaali Vilesel. Vahakim Kova Shavot Sachiris. Hoyo Kibush Yigul Ki Arz Yisrael Lechol Dabo. Vahakotzi Shikova Shdobi. Hila Nikroim Sur. So the Rambam, so to whose pshat does it conform? To Teitzis pshat. So Bishlo in the Teitzis, so Teitzis says in so many words that Kibush Yochid, Loishme Kibush means not a Kibush realized by Yochid in Israel, but a Kibush that is realized before Eretz Kanaan legal Israel is now possession. But the Rambam in defining Kibush Yochid, he defines it along the lines of Rashi. That Kibush Yochid means when a Yochid means Israel realizes a kibush, so that's the pshat of Kibush Yochid. So Mimele, why does he mention Tesis Dinos? So I mentioned in that pamphlet what my brother said. I think it's the obvious pshat in the Rambam. That there is another Rambam. In Perikalim Bereshumes Halacha Yud, Atum Shekone Karka Be'Eretz Yisrael. לא יפקיעו מן המצווה, אלא הרי הוא בקדושו. לפי חוכם, חוזר ישראל, So the Rambam says, now there's a machlikis in the Gemara, as to whether yesh kim yad nochel lafkir mi yitchum isa maizres, or yin kim yad nochel lafkir mi yitchum isa maizres. So the Rambam pastors, like the Mandorma, that yin kim yad nochel lafkir mi yitchum isa maizres, except in Surya, where the whole Kedusha is only the Rabbon, because we pastor, kim shochel mish mi kibush, so yesh kim yad nochel lafkir mi yitchum isa maizres in Surya. Because the whole Dushi is on the Rabbanon. But in the Eretz Yisrael, where the Dushi is in the Reise, the Rambam paskens, like the Mandoma, in Kim Yad Noch Lakim Tum Samaises. So the Rambam says here in Aloch Yud, Perik Al Aloch Yud, Ach Mishkon Ekaag Be Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yifkiu Amin HaMitzvahs, El Arim Bikdish Oso, Lefichoch, Yim Chozah Yisrael Lelo Komimenu, Eino Kiki Bishochi, Tava Mafrish Tum Samaises, Umeyvi Bikuri, Vihakam Nateir, Kiyu Rinim Kiraak Umeyro, So what does he say? That if Enako was Kene, Kaka and Eretz Yisrael, so ain't Kene yet noch lakim tum sa maizres. Therefore, if the Israel repurchased it from the Akum, so it's not Kibish Yochi. So it's not Kibish Yochi. But if, let's say, if we were to say that Yeshkin yet nochi, so then the repurchasing by the Israel from the Akum would constitute the Kibush Yochi. And if we were to say that Kibush Yochi is made Kibush, then he would be higher in Trumis of Maizres, even according to Mandoma, that Yesh Kinyan Biyad Nochi Lafkin Trumis of Maizres. The Rambam says, the Aloch is like Mandoma, Arikin Biyad Nochi Lafkin Trumis of Maizres. So Mele, when the Israel repurchases the Karaka from the Akum, it's high to the Maizras from the Reise. Why? Because they're Kinyan. So that's why the Israel repurchases this, it's not considered as Kibush Yochi. And we say Kibush Yochi, Lo Shel Kibush, because the Kibushi was never poor. So the implication is in the Rambam, that according to Mandoma, Yesh Kibyad Noch Lapiyam to the Maizras, if the Israel would repurchase it, so according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochi Shmei Kibush, it would still be Chayim Tum Samaises. This is what the Rambam says, that according to Mandoma, Yesh Kim Yad Noch Lavdiyem Tum Samaises, and according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochi Shmei Kibush, so then when Israel repurchases the Karaka from the Akum, so then the Kedusha would be Chal again, when the Israel repurchases it, because Kibush Yochi Shmei Kibush. Now, what kind of kibush was there? So we see from the Rambam, this is what my brother says. This we see from this Rambam, that according to Mandoma, kibush yochich me kibush, so it's not even necessary to have a ma'isi kibush. The fact that a certain karka of the Eretz Yisrael is in the possession of the Jews, so that in itself is mikadish and kibushas Eretz Yisrael. It's not necessary that there be a ma'isi kibush. It's not necessary ma'isi kibush, because the Rambam says that even according to Mandoma, Yesh Kim Yad Noch Lavdiyem Tumis Ma'isres, if Israel would repurchase it, so according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochich Me Kibush, it would become Mechuyim. Because the repurchasing in itself is kibush. But what kind of a ma'isi kibush? There is no Muhammad, nothing. So we see that according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochich Me Kibush is not even necessary that there should be a ma'isi Muhammad. The fact that it's in the possession of the Jews, that in itself bestows Kedusha upon the land. Upon the land. Of course, it could only apply to the Oresh Nitla on Binu. Not to any land that was not Nitla on Binu. But if it's the Oresh Nitla on Binu, and it has Hashem Eretz Yisrael all the time, so even though the Kedusha was spoken, because of Yesh Kim Yad Noch Lavdiyem Tum Sama Yisraes, so when the Israel repurchases it, so according to Mandoma Kibush Yochich Me Kibush, it would become Niskadish again. So we see that according to Mandoma Kibush Yochich Me Kibush, it's not necessary to have the Ma'isa Muhammad and the Ma'isa Kibush. The fact that it is Kobush Tachat Yadeinu, that in itself is Mikadish, without Muhammad, without any Ma'isa Kibush. So the Mele, the Rambam Shiti is as follows. The aloche of Kibush Yochi, Shmei Kibush, Alo Shmei Kibush, deals with the question as to whether a kibush that is not realized by Kwal Kol Yisrael, but just by Yochid, by Yishevet, by Mishpoche, by Yishevet, whether it's considered kibush or it's not considered kibush. So, that's a machleke with Rabbi Rav Yisi. But then there is another halacha. Of Kol Mokim Ashatid, Rabbi Kafrag Lechem, Boi Lechem Misati, and that, in other words, that first, they have to that when can the Sofis be Niskadish? Bikdushas Eretz Yisrael only after Eretz Yisrael is in the possession of the Jews. So that's the drosha that is mentioned in the Sefri, that takes the sides. So that din is true according to everybody, not only according to Rabbi Yisi, it's true according to Rabbi Meir also. That as long as Eretz Kanaan Ligvul Esel is not in the possession of the Jews, so no nisofes can be discovered in the Shazat Israel. That's a dinah only with everybody. Even only with the Remeya is also me. So then the question arises, so why does the Gemara say that according to Remeya, Surya is Dushas Eretz Israel? But Surya was Nirbesh before Eretz Kanaan Ligvul Esel was in the possession of the Jews, and that's a special Zersakosu. As Mimamitbo, Valvone, and Nagodeo, and then Kolmoke Mashatino Mikap Adaho, Boymochem Misati. So that means, that implies that until Eretz Kanaan is now possession, so there cannot be any Kedusha and Nisofis, an additional territory. No additional territory can be annexed by Eretz Israel, as long as Eretz Kanaan is not in our possession. Is not completely in our possession. So that's true even according to Rameya. So Nsuya was Nirvesh before Eretz Kanaan was in our possession. So even according to Rameya, it shouldn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So in the Hanami, Bishaite, when David was giving Suya, then even according to Rameya, Suya was not discarded Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But later on, even it seems that this took place even in the days of David, after he was giving Suya. So David was Kedish Yerushalayim from the Yevusi. So David was Kedish Yerushalayim from the Yevusi. So Mele, according to Rameya, that Kibush Yochich make Kibush, so the Rambam says, even if Israel just repurchases it from the Akum, so it's discouraged. Because according to Rameya, the Kibush Yochich make Kibush, we don't require any Maisa Kibush, any Milchome. The fact that it is Kibush Tachasadeinu, that in itself, is Mikavish. So true indeed that Bishaite, when David was Kavish, when David fought against Syria and was Kavish Surya from the Akum, so at that time Surya was not Mishkavish Yisrael soil. But let's say 10 years later, when Yerushalayim was already in possession of the Jews, and all of us now was in possession of the Jews, and Surya was still Kavish Tachasideinu. So it's Rigora, then the repurchasing of culture by Israel. That is also Kibush Yochid. Because according to Mandela, Kibush Yochid, the Kibush, we don't require any Milchame, any Maisa Kibush. The fact that it's in a state of Kibush, that it's Kibush Tachas Yadeinu. So that in itself is Mikadesh. So through the Alohe, the other Alohe, that Kol Mokim Ashatidu Mikaf Adachem, Boi Lechem Misati, can only take place after Eretz Kanaan Yisrael is considered even by Rameya. So Rameya Bishaite, even according to Rameya, so he was not discarded in Eretz Yisrael. But 10 years later, when Eretz Kanaan was already in the possession of the Jews, so then so he should became miskadeshes because he was Eretz Yisrael, according to Rameya, only according to Rameya. Because he holds Kibush Yochich Mekibush, so we don't need any Bechome, any Mais Kibush. But according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochich Loich Mekibush, and we need Kibush Rabin. So Kibush Rabin means that we need a Mais Kibush, not just that it's Kibush Tachasideinu. So Mele, since there was no new Mais Kibush, after Yerushalayim was conquered, so Mele, Surya could not be Niskadish. Later on, but according to Mandoma Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, so Surya could be Niskabish later on. This is what my father says. Now, there is a kashe that everybody raises. Now, the Gemara here says that if we say Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, If we say kibshachet mekibush, then Surya has an in about Tzisroel. If we say kibshachet roch mekibush, so then Surya does not have an in about Tzisroel. Does not have an in about Tzisroel. But the question is, what's an akimim? How we kochim kofshel mitzrayim, we kofshel bovel, so even the mekimish in itlav romavino. Even the mekimish in itlav romavino. So, if they libovel, you will not kibish it, he does not have to shes out to soil. Now the Rambam says in Lechashmita Yehuda that Suye was not kofshul libovel, not kofshul libovel. So what's nafkimina? Whether we say kibush yochid shmei kibush, whether we say kibush yochid loy shmei kibush, it doesn't make any difference now, because even if kibush yochid shmei kibush, but it's not odim, then the mikemish kofshul misrael kofshul libovel, because Suye itself was not kofshul libovel. And the first kibush, the kedusha that took effect through the kibush of David is not stronger than the kedusha that took effect through the kibush of Yeshua. So just as that kedusha is bottled, because kedusha rishenu is kishol shaitok, kishol zimavei. So the kedusha that took effect through the kibush of David was also bottled. So what nafkemina does it make now? Whether kibush yochid shmei kibush or kibush yochid lo shmei kibush. Now, so the targets could be that, because I mentioned that at the beginning of the week, that the Rambam says, Ligabi Sliha, Sliha is only in Eretz Yisrael, not Machus Loret. So the Rambam says in the Chazal Hebrei that Kol Bokim Shekofshu in Mitzrayim, Akokim Shekofshu in Gobel, Hareyu Ki Eretz Yisrael in Ze, Ligabi Sliha. Why? Because there is a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and there is Dushas Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the fact that Klal Yisrael is title in the way. Now, Eretz Yisrael, the origin of Avraham Avinu, so of course, Klal Yisrael a title since the days of Avraham. But even on the surface, there is Exer Sakosu. Kol Mokim Asher Tidro Beikafrag Lechem. Boi Lochem Nisadu. I'm giving it away to you. What do you mean I'm giving it away to you? To whom? To Klal Yisrael. Through kibush, so title becomes vested in Klal Yisrael. So that constitutes the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Kimashmoi, Eretz Yisrael, the land that belongs to Yisrael. What does it mean to Yisrael? Not to a Yisrael party, but to Klal Yisrael. So the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the fact the title in the land is vested in Klal Yisrael. So in Eretz Canaan, so title is vested in Klal Yisrael even before the kibush of Yehoshua, because of the Matan Shnitla Avraham Avinu. But in Yisrael, so then through kibush, through the aloche of Kol Mokim Ashetino Bikafrag Lechem Bilechem Nisati, title becomes vested in Klal Yisrael. So mainly to the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Then there is aloche of kedusha. Ligabi Tumas Ma'isles, that's totally kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So this aloche of kedusha rishenu kishon shaito lekishon sipovei is the aloche in kedusha Eretz Yisrael that he was bottled. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not bottled. Shem Eretz Yisrael is not bottled. Now do we say that Klal Yisrael lost title, became divested of its ownership in Eretz Yisrael because of the kibush by the Vanetzach Chas V'Sholem? So in other words, one Shem Eretz Yisrael is hal, so it remains forever. So with David Davis. So Mimele, that's why the Rambam says, Likabi Smiche, even the Mikenis, Shekopshul Mitzal, Kopshul in Bobel, so Smiche can take place in those Mikenis. Why? Because Smiche is not told in Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but in Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Shem Eretz Yisrael is not bottled. Now, if we say that Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, so that means that in Surya, also Klal Yisrael acquired title. Midrayim say it acquired title. So Mimele, it had the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So even though it's loy kofshul in the bobel, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not bottled. So smicha can be neid there. Smicha can be neid there. But if we say kibush yochid loy shmei kibush, so mainly it's not kibush, so the whole, the halacha of kol mokim ashetino bikafrag lechem bilechem nisati doesn't apply. So mainly doesn't have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So mainly smicha is not neid, cannot be neid. So that's in regard to smicha. But we see from this gemara, from our gemara, The Gemara says, "Uvishli shalei Eretz Yisrael, chayeves b'maisel v'shvis ke'Eretz Yisrael." Now, so then the Gemara says, "Chayeves b'maisel v'shvis ke'Eretz Yisrael, kosova kibush yochid shnei kibush, kosova kibush yochid Shmeikibush. So it appears from this Gemara that upon Mandava Tipshiyach Shmeikibush, so the Mele, it's higher in the Maestas of the Shvi's throughout the soil also. Now, but the question is, how could it be higher in Maestas and the Shvi's? Like Eretz Yisrael, but how be Kochim Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Libana? So the Mele, even if we say Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, but it's Ligora, it's not better, it's Liodi. Of the other Mekimis in Eretz Yisrael until the Bobo were not Kibush. So how can the Pricey say Chayim Mitzrayim and Shvizki Eretz Yisrael? Why is it better than Bishon, the Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Libana? So it's not Chayimis, Bimaisi. So, now, that Kashi is made. Now the Mishnah, the Rebbe Shvi says, "Cholish Arotis Lishvis." So Kol Shel Zikubel Bovel say that is then the Gziv. But I know, so up to Gziv. So then is also Babede and Veloy Nechal. So what does it mean Veloy Nechal? According to the Rambam Pshat. Vinechal means that the svichim that grow in the Shnas HaShviz are Asur Bachim. And the Chol Shul Yelziku Be'el in Mitzrayim Mikziv Alano Vadamone, so he's in the Venice. But Nechales. What does it mean Nechales? That the svichim that grow there are Amut Bachim. So in other words, the Kochim Shul Yelziku Be'el in Mitzrayim is not only Osa Ba'aveide, even the svichim are Osa Bachim. So it's also about Beit, but the Svichim are not also about it. This the Rambam mentions, that's in Mishnah, in Pirek Vov of Shviz, and the Rambam mentions that in Pirek Dal in Chashim Tevi Yehu, Halocha. Then the Rambam says, in Pirek Dal in Chashim Tevi Yehu, Halocha Chumres, in the Rayadim, Shviz Nehekes Bo Midivrei, Usvichai Soya Veiv Rayadim, Mutorim Ba'achile, Lo Yiyu Arot Yiseilu, חמורים מארץ ישראל שירזיקו בין מצרים. אומר אברו, אם ראיירדם היו צורך להוביל כלכם, הרי לא ירזיקו אל בובל וכן סור. So the right is massive. Why does the Rambam have to say כלכם? לא יהיו הערוצס אלו חמורים מארץ ישראל ירזיקו מצרים. So he the הערוצס שירזיקו בין מצרים. So the הלוחי is the סביחים עמוד הבחיל. So certainly ראיירדם so yeah. So the Ravit asks, no, it's mamish that thing, because Loi Kofshul Libana. So the Mishnah says, because true Ezra was not Kiddush in Rayyadin and Tzoye, but Yana HaMelech, the Hashmonoim, were Kiddush. This is a historical fact, that Yana HaMelech and the Hashmonoim were Kiddush in Rayyadin and Tzoye. So the question arises, that's why the Rambam is the resort of Kalachim. So the question arises, Monefshech, if Tzoye is Kofshul Libana, so what kind of kalachim do we have? The Rambam says, since the Avot is Kofshul Mitzrayim, v'loy Kofshul Libavel, v'loy Kofshul Libavel. So is Mutabachile, the Svichim Mutabachile. So certainly Zuye is certainly Mutabachile. But what kind of certainly? It's not a certainty. Because Zuye, he was Kofshul, not the Libavel themselves, but the Hashmonoi. So the pshat in the Mishnah is this. If we say, Kibush Yochit Shrei Kibush, so Kibush doesn't require Bez Nagol and Melech, so maybe the Kibush by Yana and Melech was also Kibush Yochit. Why is Yana and Melech worse than Yochit B'Shevet or Mishpocha Mi'Yisroel the war Kibush? So, but if we say Kibush Yochit Loi Shrei Kibush, and in order to be Niskadish, it must have it must be a Kibush Rabbi. What does Kibush Rabbi mean? melech al pibes nagodu. You're not melech. First of all, there's shaila whether you're the melech. The shaila, because the Rambam says that melech must be appointed al pinomi. Yana melech was not appointed al pinomi, and the other shailas, I mean, the shaila is whether yana melech al pidin was allowed to be a melech. After all, there is aloche. The Rambam says nispiru shal chumish that the chashnuim wonenish, because they were even on the Torah by usurping malchus to themselves. They were not allowed to be melochim. We also shaded Yehuda. Anyway, it certainly was not Al-Pinomi. So there is a shaila whether Yana Melech had a din of a Melech. And then, in order to be Kibush Rabin, so it must be without Beznagodl. It's not Mashma that the Beznagodl gave its consent to the conquest of that Yana Melech made. As a matter of fact, Yana Melech turned out to be a Tzduki, so he certainly did not consult the Chachomim and Beznagodl. So, but if Kibush Yochid is a Kibush, so Yana Melech's Kibush is also a Kibush. So that's the Pshat Nekas of Mishnah. The Rambam says, if Rayad min Shvi is Negis Bo Midibre, Usfi Chesu, if Rayad min Mutor Mbachim, will you have to say, Luchum Rebert Israel, Shel Zikbeo Mitzray? So the Rambam says, Mab Tzolch Luvi Kalachina, Harilu Yer Zikbeo Mitzray. The Chesu, so the Kesem Mishnah says, no, Tzolch Luvi Kalachina. Why? Because the Hashinoim were Kevishim. Yana Melech was Kevishim. So the question arises, if Yana Melech was Kevishim, so it's again Kopshuel Bobel. So maybe it's also Bachile. The answer is, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, Oishne Kibush. So then the Kibush of Yana Melech is not a Kibush. But according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. So Yana Melech's Kibush is also a Kibush. Is also Kibush. Now the Rambam passes like the Mandoma that Kibush Yochid is Loishne Kibush. Loishne Kibush. So the Mele, his Kibush is no Kibush. So since his Kibush is no Kibush, so the Mele Surye couldn't be more homo than the Kibush of Shulim Mitzrayim and Kibushul and Baba. So over there, in the Bais Mishnah, there was a Kibush Rabbi. In Surye, so even in the Bais Mishnah, there was no Kibush Rabbi. So true, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so then Surya is better than the Mekevish Shekop Chizu Mitzchal Lekop Shiyo Lepogam. But according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush, so Yana Melech's Kibush is no Kibush. And in addition, Surya did not even have a Kibush Rabin by his region. So it's Kalachena. So this is the Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Chayeves b'maiseh lo b'shviz ki Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, Chayeves b'maiseh lo b'shviz ki Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why is it Chayeves b'maiseh lo b'shviz ki Eretz Yisrael? But the Rambam says that Surya was not Kofshur in the Babel. So why is Surya more only than the Kibush Kofshur in Israel and Kofshur in the Babel? The answer is, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So the Kibush of Surya by David HaMelech was a Kibush. And the Kibush of Yana HaMelech in Vayishemi was also a Kibush. So maybe it's Chayev and Maiseya, who be Shvi is Ke'at Yisrael. Alright. Now, the Tesis. Bisidon. Voritz Rikonis Lovitar and Nichnes. Voritz Rikonis Lovitar and Nichnes. Voamrat after Tomei, Bisidon Tevon Mikdo. Titanie, Hanichnes Lerzam, Bisidon Tevon Mikdo, Rebbe Mitame, Rebbe Ismael, Rebbe Yudem Mitaye, but for Rebbe Lekam Mitame, Yalo Berzam, because of Abuja Labiro, Abel Suye, Abuja Gozo, Abiro, the Gozo. Now, Kashi, Sorak, Bisidon Tevon Mikdo, Finis Mesebabi, ומשאים כי בארץ העמים ורבי רבי מטעמי כסובר עם זור וכוש מאייר הוכם מפורש בערב אלא מטעות לו אין אייר משס תורטולי הלקח ציצה לכל מהפסיקה אייר בין אלה בארץ העמים לאף חציצה לי והשמין הייתה לי ניסור יליל דף לרבי לכל מטעמי אלא בארץ העמים. Now there are Tugab Chaims and Tumas Eretz Amim. I'm not going over it. But Tugab Chaims and Tumas Mes. Tugab Chaims. Now one is very smooth, the other one is more complicated, the other Reb Chaim. But the first Reb Chaim is very smooth. Now, there Reb Chaim says, and the Chaznish is masik on him, and I don't understand why the Chaznish is masik, what Reb Chaim says is mentioned in this Rashi here. So Reb Chaim says that even in Eretz Amim, where not only the Gushis is Mitamei, even the Avir is Mitamei, but if, let's say, the secret table window will be sosom from all sides, and the bottom on the side, on top, so then, in Eretz Ami, it wouldn't be Tomei. He wouldn't be Tomei. Even the Avir couldn't be Mitamei. Why? Because the Avir is sosom. In other words, so the Chazanish is, that's what Rabbi Chaim says. So the Chazanish is Masi. Because if the Avir is Mitame, is what it means the Avir is Mitame. The fact that he happens to be, to occupy space in the Eretz Ami, that is Mitame. So of what avail is the fact that he happens to be enclosed in a box that is closed on all sides, but he still occupies space in the Eretz Ami? So his Chazanish is Masi on the Chaim. But what Reb Chaim says is mentioned explicitly in this Rashi. We see the table middle, v'neisim eisobavir, u'mashayim ki be'eretz ha'amim v'rabi. Rebbe mitame kosov ha'el zoro kloy shmeida. Hoche miforosh be'erem. Eilu ha'mitao t'lein e'el b'shas nortu le'ei. Hil kach tzitze di komapsi. Ha'el ben le'aver eretz ha'amim lav tzitze hi. So he says, that's the pshat. That's the pshat is why Rebbe is mitame. Why? Because El Zorok is Lo Yishmeyel. So if El Zorok is Lo Yishmeyel, so that means since the Eyal, see the table middle is mobile, so it's considered as if it had no chetzis. It's El Zorok Lo Yishmeyel, it's no Eyal, so it's not chetzis. But if we say El Zorok Yishmeyel, so then even the other cannot be mitam. Why? Because it says same in the Avir. So in other words, Avir Mitami means Avir. It doesn't mean the fact that he happens to occupy space in the space of Chutz Loretz. But Mamish because he is exposed to the Avir of Chutz Loretz. But if El Zog is Shmeyel, so then he's not exposed to the Avir of Chutz Loretz. He's not exposed to the Avir of Chutz Loretz. Because the Mechitzes, Achitzes, the Eyal is Chetzis. So it's mentioned in Rashi Beferish that even the Avir doesn't mean just the fact that he happens to occupy space in Chutz Loretz, but the fact that he is exposed, his exposure to the atmosphere of Chutz Loretz, that is Mitame. It was a special Dakon of Chachomim or Misaki that the Avir is Mitame. So only the exposure to the atmosphere of the physical atmosphere of Chutz Loretz in Tamei. But if he's in the Eyal, and if it's closed on all sides, at the bottom, and at the sides, and at the top, so Mele, and if El Zog is Shmei Eyal, so there is not Tamei. But Rebbe holds El Zog Lo Shmei Eyal, but suppose you construct a bridge, not the regular bridges, which are only, you only just have an Eyal on top. I mean, when you walk the ground, but then you are exposed. But suppose you construct a bridge like a house with walls and the ceiling and everything. You construct a bridge, and somebody will, let's say, or you construct a whole tunnel. I mean, in Chutz Loretz, and someone will walk in that closed bridge that is not like our bridges, where it's open on the sides and on top, but a closed bridge, and somebody will walk there and live there in that house, you'll not be done. So that's mentioned to Rashi explicitly. All right. Let's see the tesis. Milo, Pirish Mikuntres, Mashayim Kim Beretzam, V'Rebbe, V'Nire Sharit L'Forage. So in other words, this price that it says, Horit L'Forage L'Mitare Michnes, in contrast to Chutz Loretz, can only accord with Rebbe. It cannot accord with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, because it calls Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude. Why does the price say that this is a contrast to Chutz Loretz? Even Chutz Loretz, if he wants to enter in a Siddur Teilum Migdol, so he can enter and will not become Tom. So he says, the remote law of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, though umitari rabbi leberetz ami, ubichinam pirashke, though al kochoch, Siddur Teilum Migdol, lavdat genokad, so now it's Rashi assumed that when the Gemara says that this vice has reference to one who enters Suri in a Sinatibu Migdol, it has reference and it has reference to a Sido Tebu Migdol Mamesh, a box that is completely closed on all sides. That completely closed on all sides. So it's not like that. When the Gemara says Sido Tebu Migdol, the Gemara mentions Sido Tebu Migdol because the pricing that deals with Chutzlaret mentions Sido Tebu Migdol. But here, when the our price that says Oritzli Kodeshlo Vitar and Nichnas doesn't mean Darke Sido Tebu Migdol. It can be Rechev Alakorintu El Adin Af Rechev Asus. Kim di sova rebe il zo klash meia ki pire vi kuntres u khni mucha di mosik di so ya la dira vu le gozo din ke krabis na masie vo ritzel konnes lo bitare in kampfes to khutzlore ets di krab bin ich mas bitare so a kontrabis vo abu de how can it be visualized because in ore khavasus let's say if it comes in the hensel or alisus in Zoye. So he even a contrabass for a Bude. So he can drive in a Hansen, or an Isus in Zoye will not become Tomei. Because but in Chutz Loretz he would become Tomei. Because two Rabbis for a Bude says that Eil Zoye